We left off on the Mishnah, Daf Lamed Chesem at Aleph. We had one Marimakom that related back to the sugi we learned last time about the Na'nuim. And that is the quandary that Tosfos deals with on Daf Lamed Chesem at Aleph in terms of the world of Birkas Ntilas Lulav. That we have a rule in the world of Brachos that Brachos should be made over Ba'asiyasan. And that creates a problem in terms of the Tilas Lulav, which is done when it's picked up, because L'chora Kevan Da'agbehe Yotza, Nafik Beh, the moment you pick it up, you're Yotze. And were one to make the bracha when it's still on the table, that may be a problem of over the over, that's too early. And so, how do you get around the issue of something between something being too early or being too late? So Tosfos offers some six options, but the one that he offers, which is the easy way out, if you want to, is by saying that the Gemara in Pesachim itself mentions that there are exceptions to the rule. For example, no one is going to make a birkas gerus over la'asiyasan. You can't make a bracha when you're a goy. Namely, when it's impossible to have a situation of over la'asiyasan, then clearly the bracha has to follow the mitzvah as quickly as possible. And as such, and then from the world of Tvilas Ger, they learn to the general world of Tvilas Yadayim, that we make the bracha after the Netila, after the Tvila. So it could very well be that that is the situation in terms of Lulav, since it's impossible to make the bracha before, and once you pick it up, it's already after, so you make the bracha after. And that's the language of the bracha al netilas lulav, as opposed to lito lulav. That's not a bracha heading to the future, but a bracha that relates to the past as well. That's, you know, the easy way out. However, Tosfos offers all sorts of ukimtot of how it's possible b'cholzo to have an over that won't be an over to over. You pick up three minim, make the bracha, then pick up the fourth min. You pick up all four minim, but one of them is upside down. We need atse shitim omdim. We need that the bracha be made when the arba minim are in the proper posture. And then after the bracha, we turn the min, the pashtus, the esrog, upside down. Tosfos has an interesting option of lack of kavana. I'll pick them up with a lack of kavana to be yotze, which is a fascinating concept. I'm not going to be yotze mitzvah if I don't want to, and only after the bracha, I don't change anything in terms of my holding, but it's simply, now I'm machaven to be yotze. That was taken to its most extreme by Rav Zsolti Zatzal, who is the Rav Rashi of Yerushalayim, and the question, of course, in Yerushalayim is what do you do on Erev Pesach in terms of matzah, in terms that the hotels are already chametzless a week before Pesach, and Erev Pesach, one's not allowed to eat matzah mitzvah, keba al arusasa bebeis chamiv. So what are people supposed to eat? So, you know, it's out of a hotel, so you eat potatoes, and you eat knedlach, and, you know, you'll munch on walnuts. In other words, there's what to eat, if you're a bechor, you could fast. There's what to do. But in a hotel, you're paying for the day. So what are people are going to eat? So he had the idea of baking matzah mitzvah shelo l'shem mitzvah. And then, since that can't be used for a mitzvah, so then you can eat that matzah, even though it looks the same as regular matzah, but it was baked. The kavana that this should not be matzah mitzvah, and they were selling boxes of matzah, you know, shelo l'shem matzah mitzvah. Anyway, that was cute. But then Tosfos deals with the issue of the na'anuim. Can we say, just like the netilas yadayim, that b'cholzot it's over la'asiyasan post netila pre niguv, that over here the bracha will be over la'asiyasan post netila pre na'anuim? And at first Tosfos simply shoots that down. That's not even a havamina. The anuim are simply a hechsher mitzvah. They're not the real real McCoy. And then Tosfos says, but maybe really it is the real McCoy. So last time we dealt with a three-way machlokas rishonim in terms of how do we view the na'anuim of Hallel. That we saw the Rambam held that those na'anuim were the ikar of the netilas lulav. The ikar of the Netilas Lulav is to be, not just to lift it, but the mitzvah min hamufchar, the proper way of the Netilas Lulav, is to do the na'anuim dafka during Hallel. Mashein Kane, the Ritva says Pumfakir. No, the Iker Nanuim are Bishas HaBracha. The Nanuim that we do during Hallel are some ancillary kiyum, or an ancillary kiyum. We saw in the Ravid, maybe it's the Arbevis HaSatan, like the Tkios de Ma'umad. You know, that has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Lulav per se. And then we saw the Shita of Tosfos, that the Nanuim of Hallel are a kiyum of Hallel. As Yirana Nuat Seyar, that they're a kiyum not of Lulav, but a kiyum of Hallel. And it's questionable, according to Tosfos Bechlal, whether there are Nanuim that are a kiyum of Lulav. So Lachora, these deos in Tosfos are parallel to the deos that we saw about the Nanuim. Namely, if you hold that the Nanuim are purely a din of Hallel, like Tosfos Andaf Lamed Zayin, Amid Beis, so nothing to do with the mitzvah of Arba Minim, so then that's the first teretz of Tosfos, that once you lift them up, you finish the mitzvah of Arba Minim. You've already done the Tilas Lulav. Are you going to have Nanuim later on during Hallel? That's a Kiyam in Hallel. Just as you say Hallel, so also the Lulav says Hallel and the Esrog says Hallel. As you're on a new, I'd say Hayar. It's a din in Hallel. It's nothing to do with the bracha of Al Netilas Lulav. However, if we take the approach of the Rambam, that the Iker Na'anuim of Lulav are done during Hallel, that is the din of Netilas Lulav, that it's completed during Hallel. That's where the Rambam brings it down. So then, what Tosfos comes up, that maybe you haven't completed your Netilah until post Na'anuim, is very, very real. And there's certainly room for a bracha. And if we say, like the Ritva, that we have two Na'anuim, like the Ritva, that we have two Na'anuim, an Ikar at the time of the lifting, and then an ancillary one a little later on, but it's a Kiyam of Netilas Lulav later on. So then, you know, that's an open question as to whether those Nanum can be viewed as a Hemshech or not viewed as a Hemshech. And Tosfos says that maybe those Nanum are no worse than simply walking around all day holding your Arba Minim, which was Minag Yerushalayim, that we have a continuous mitzvah throughout the day, and that therefore, until you've done the mitzvah Menamuvchar, you can still view it as over Lasi Yasan. Okay, that's simply old business. So, okay, let's move over to the new sugya on Daf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, where we have a Mishnah that introduces two halachos that we haven't seen earlier. One, Misha Baba Derech Lohaya Biyado Lulav Litol, Lechashi Yikanes Lebeso Yitol Al Shulchano. Halacha number two, Lo Natal Shacharis Yitol Bein Ha'arbayim Shekol Hayom Kasher Lulav. I know that Chazal say that one should, a Chacham always speaks al Rishon, Rishon, Val Achron, Achron, but simply for pedagogical reasons, if we can turn the Mishnah around, Mishnah has two halachos, one halacha that Kol Hayom is Kasher Lulav, and second halacha is that if we are already in the middle of a meal and we haven't yet been Notel Lulav, we are currently Al Shulchano, that we should be mafsik, we should stop what we're doing, stop the meal, to be no to lulav, and then we can continue the meal. Those are the two halachos that we find in the Mishnah. The Gemara on that, again, simply from the pedagogical perspective, if we view the first halacha as a sefer, the second halacha as a resha, the Gemara over here relates to the second halacha, amris notel al shulchano, lememra de mafsik. It appears that we have a principle that if you're eating, and the mitzvah is on the, no puns intended, is on the table, you should stop eating and do the mitzvah, ureminu, im hischilu, ein mafsikim. We have a Mishnah in Shabbos that deals with various activities, including eating, and a person hasn't yet daven mincha, and it says that l'chor, pashas, you should daven mincha before eating, but if not, im hischilu, if you began to eat, Ein mafsikin yod daven mincha afterwards. So why do we have a stira between the relation between eating and mincha, the relationship between eating and lulav? Amar Rav Safra lo kasha hab de ika shahus b'yom ha deleka shahus b'yom. that it depends on the circumstances. Will you have time post the meal to do the mitzvah? If you'll have time to do the mitzvah, so that's the Mishnah and Shabbos, ein mafsikin. If you won't have time later on to do the mitzvah, then that's our Mishnah and mafsikin. Let's just stop here for a moment and look at the Mishnah through the eyes of Chazal. On that first halacha, again, the seifa of the Mishnah, that the entire day is kosher for arba minim, what question can we ask? In other words, lo natal shacharis yitol ben ha'arbayim shekol hayom kosher lo'lov. Is this the first time that this halacha has come up in a Mishnah? First time it's come up in Sukkah, but do we have such a principle, kol hayom kosher lo'lov, somewhere in Mishnayos? Not so much in Brachos. No, who made a siyum?
And you see it's quoted.
Yes? Nachon. We have a Mishnah in Megillah, kol mitzos hayom, ksheros kol hayom. So why over here should the Mishnah have to mention this specifically by arba minim? This is a general halacha. All shofar and Megillah. Any mitzvah that's connected to the day is kosher kol hayom, from alos hashachar until shkia. And in other words, so why would the Mishnah have to repeat itself over here? So in Rav Reichman's Sefer, he quotes the Rav as having asked this question, and the Rav gives a very, very interesting answer that I think we'll be able to put into a proper context. The Rav says that perhaps lo notal shacharis means if you weren't notal during tfilas shacharis, then the chiddush is yitol ben ha'arbayim shekol hayom kasher lo'lov. I mean, what over here is the chiddush? What will be missing from our netilah when we do later in the day? Halal will be missing. Namely, if you didn't, when you take your lulav during tefillah shacharis, you're going to have the netilas lulav within the anuin. What if you take it? What if you missed the shacharis? You weren't there. You didn't have arba minim during shacharis. So we have a chiddush that you can be notal lulav even without the nanuim. Even without the nanuim of Halal. So let's take our various shitas. According to Tosfos, that nanuim of Halal are not a din lulav. They're a din in Halal. Okay, so l'chatchila we should have a combination of netilas lulav and nanuwe Halal. But even if you can't have nanuwe Halal, the Mishnah is teaching us that b'chol zot, so be mekayim lulav. In other words, but according to the Rambam, that the nanuim of Halal are a kiyum within arba minim. That's the ikar netila is to be menanea during Halal. That's the way the Rambam formulates it. So what do we do with this Mishnah if we want to learn like the Rav, that in other words that you missed the framework of Tfila Shacharis and now it's Ben Harbayim, L'chora, what would you have to do?
You could say Halal.
You say Halal again. And then the question is, with a bracha, without a bracha, which bracha? Maybe the bracha al netilas lulav will be the bracha for that Halal. In other words, as opposed to a classic. In other words, this perush is a very creative perush, but it opens up a certain Pandora's box in terms of how do we view the nature of the nanuim of Halal. Okay, but that's, that would be a room to... Again, you could say, there's no chiddush. There's no chiddush, just that once we're mentioning dinei lulav, we're going to mention this, but we don't find, but in Rosh Hashanah, shofar kosher kol hayom, lo taka shacharis yitka ben ha'arbayim. We don't find such a Mishnah. We find it in Megillah, and there it says, all mitzvot, that's the context. So why over here would Dafka we find it? Perhaps the Rav, yes?
I thought it sounds more mistaken according to the Rambam, because according to the Ritva, it's not really a chiddush at all. According to the Rambam, maybe the chiddush is you don't actually need halal. That's why it's mentioned by Kulav, that even though you missed the chiddush, so you could still do it.
What you're saying is that according to the Rav Yitachen, we have a super chiddush, and according to the Ritva, we have a minor chiddush. The minor chiddush of the Ritva is that even if you can't do the mitzvah b'shleimusa, so do what you can. So of course, even according to the Ritva, there is a shiurei mitzvah of na'anu, and that's what Gemara calls it, a shiurei mitzvah, that's ma'akev poranius, there is something that you're missing. It's like the question: if you miss Zman Kriyat Shema, when you say Kriyat Shema after Zman Kriyat Shema, do you only say the parashios of Kriyat Shema or also the brachos? In other words, so we paskin that you're only going to say the parashios, and it's a chiddush that even though Chazal were metaken a mitzvah b'shlemusa with brachos, if it's already past Zman Kriyat Shema, you'll just say Kriyat Shema without the brachos. So over here, even though Chazal were metaken that there should be Nanuim and Halel post the Netilas Lulav, if it's after Shacharis, so then according to the Ritva, we'll be Mevatir on that aspect. According to the Rambam, we would have a super Chiddush that even though you already said Halel once, Bechora, right, you should still say Halel a second time. Maybe. That's unclear. Yeah?
The Rambam seemed to say, to make a chiluk between Lekicha and Anuim. And the Anuim is clearly, according to the Rambam, didn't Halel. Lekicha is not like that.
That's not the way we learned the Rambam. We learned the Rambam that there are two halachos, one after another, in Perek Zayin. Where the Rambam over there in Halacha Tes says that Kishehi yagbia arba minim elu yotza, as long as you're magbia them derech A, derech yidulan, and B, that the mitzvah is sheyagbia the aguda with yamin and small viyolich viyavi viyaale viyorid viyinaaneya v'keitzad molech umenaaneya for this lekicha to do it during heichan molech umevi b'shas kriyas halo. Namely, this is part of the lekicha, of the kimitzvah kihochasa, part of the mitzvah kihochasa.
What does that mitzvah kihochasa mean? That means that if you don't do exactly this way, you're not using
the Ah, that's.
That seems like that's not the mashmalus of all the problems that we learned until
now. Like, no. Certainly, you're 100% correct that the nanuim are not a ma'akev, but they are a kiyum in lekicha. They're not a kiyum in halel. It's not an augmented halel. It's an augmented lekicha.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. Maybe that's what I'm saying.
Maybe,
that's,
right.
That
so this
would require a second halel. You did halel. You didn't do the lekicha, and you take a little afterwards. You did lekicha the way you should have. Yeah, but you're still, saying you still do the mitzvah, and that's what this mission is telling us. And that still goes well into the Rav says, without adding a second halel.
It could be, that's what I think I was trying to point out to Chaim, is that there would be a chiddush of the Rambam. What the chiddush of the Rambam is the chiddush that we're yotze the mitzvah shelo kihochasa.
Right.
Or is the mitzvah that we have a moed bet of being yotze the mitzvah kihochasa in the afternoon, that's open. In other words, to the degree, what is the chiddush? According to the Ritva, this would be more classic. More classic, meaning that if you can't be mekayim the mitzvah mina muvchar, so you'll at least be mekayim the core of the mitzvah. The core of the mitzvah is the lekicha. You're doing the core of the mitzvah. What you're missing is this extra shiurei mitzvah of na'anuei halo. That you'll be missing. That b'chol zot is something that we don't have in Megillah. In Megillah, there's reading in the Megillah. In Shofar, there's Shofar. We don't have necessarily. Well, maybe in Shofar, you could speak about someone who didn't have a shofar during the brachos and got the shofar only afterwards, right? So then he'll be okay at shofar without the brachos, simply the tekios per se. But over there also, the chora, it's quite clear that the tekios during the Shemona Esrei are a kiyum in tefillah as opposed to a kiyum in shofar. The kiyum of shofar was the blowing that we blew, b'miyushav. And later on, we're mekayim, malchios via shofar. It's zichronos via shofar. And so we're missing X, but we have Y. Right, so that would be the more classic formulation. Okay, but the real question is, if we're going to set up our Mishnah, as Rav Safra does, b'deleka shahus bayom, namely that we are currently eating a meal, and if we're going to go ahead and eat our meal the way we normally eat our meal, we're not going to have time to be nota lulav. And so the chiddush of the Mishnah is stop what you're doing and be nota lulav. For that you need a Mishnah. What would have been had we not had the Mishnah? What would the Havamina? Continue eating your meal and forget about lulav? That's the Havamina? We would think that if you're eating a meal, then that's it. You're eating your meal. We're not going to stop someone from eating a meal. It's like the, you know, it's like the Mesillas Yesharim speaks about Midas Hazrizus, that you know, the people say, I'm eating a meal. What do you want? You know, words, let me eat my meal. In other words, if I would have done the mitzvah beforehand, fine. But now I'm eating a meal. You know, stop bothering me. That's the Havamina, that we just tell the person, can you eat your meal? Huh? assuming that he would be eating in the sukkah, but over here this is certainly a situation of Efshar Lekayim Eshneihem. So I sent you to a Baal Hamor that in Achinami there is such a concept there are two concepts of Ein Mafsikin. One concept of Ein Mafsikin is, you know, it's don't do it now but do it later. There's another Ein Mafsikin that we have simply, we don't do it at all. In other words, that's what the Baal Hamor points out, that, you know, it's heavy yodea ki shnei minei hafsakos shenuyim mimi mishnasenu. Masha sheninu ein mafsikim me'achilu l'tfila lo she oker yakor osa legamre yeshos bayom lispalel achar achila hachinu kimta b'mesech esuka kishi yeshos bayom. The seifa, however, there's another form of ein mafsikim da'asan l'divrei Torah, that when you're dealing with people who are tarasim umnasim, shachaverim ha'oskim b'torah, we say mafsikin l'kriyat shma v'ein mafsikin l'tfila, zoi she'ein mafsikin klal, okrin es ha'tfila l'gamrei, k'shem shiyu osin b'ibur shana, hayu okrim es ha'kom neshe choshev ha'ibur, mechishev ha'ibur, v'davka b'chaverim gomashim b'yochai. Namely, there is a concept, as Chaim points out, of an osek b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah, people who are involved in tzorchei tzibur. There is a concept of rasam umnasam, people involved in learning, to the degree that that exempts them from the second mitzvah. But it's very hard to say that, even if you're eating in a sukkah, that you should be exempted from arba minim. So what over here is the Mishnah coming to teach us if we're dealing with a situation of leka shos bayom? So on this, I saw two answers. One in Rav Reichman Sefer, name of the Rav, and the other I heard, one I saw and one I heard. The other I heard from Avuchin Sinj, Zatzal, is Yartzeit, Mirza Hashem is tomorrow. Very, very much missed, third Yartzeit. So in the world of the Rav, that which is quoted in Rav Reichman Sefer, we're dealing with a situation of Leka Shahus Bayom, namely that let's say we're dealing where you're currently an hour before Shkia. And you're sitting down now to eat a meal an hour before Shkia. Classically, your Yom Tov meals are two-hour meals. Right? So at the end of your meal, it's going to be night. So then we have a world of mafsikin. But the question is, when mafsikin? Do I have to stop now? In other words, when I realize I wasn't no tolulav 5 minutes into my meal, or can I make a cheshbon? I have time. I have another hour until shkia, so I'll be mafsik in a half hour, in 45 minutes. That's what the Mishnah is teaching us, that what? That do it now, right? That lichshina kanes lebeso yitol al shulchanu. That you're not allowed to postpone. That we have halacha, that you have to be mafsik when the moment you remember you haven't been notel lulav, even though you still have an hour, be notel immediately, don't wait. A parallel, not in other words, a mashal hedyot, okay, would be people who take Shabbos early. And in the middle of their meal, that's when tzeis kochavim comes about. And someone's like at the table say, we shouldn't forget to say kriyat shema. So is the halacha is they should, at that moment, middle of the meal, simply everyone take a sitter and say kriyat shema? Or would it be okay if they simply said, okay, let's remember after Birkas HaMazon to say kriyat shema? So over here, the Mishnah is telling us is that even though there is an alternative of waiting, I'm not allowed to wait, I have to say it right away. Okay, that's what our Mishnah is teaching us according to the Rav. According to Rav Lichtenstein, no. The Mishnah is telling us What the Mishnah Leka Shahus Biyom, Leka Shahus Biyom means that I'm going to finish my meal 2 minutes before Shkia. And so I could say, okay, I'll finish my meal 2 minutes before Shkia, and then I'll have 2 minutes in which I can be no Talulav. 2 minutes is enough time to be no Talulav, even with the Na'anuim Bishas HaBracha. So the Mishnah is teaching us, I'm not allowed to wait until the last minute. Because waiting until the last minute, who knows? I may need to the bathroom at that time. Maybe there'll be a kid who falls and I have to bandage him. Who knows what's going to be? And so I'm not allowed to wait until the last minute. But could I wait a half hour? Yeah, I could wait a half hour. Could I wait 45 minutes? I could wait 45 minutes. Namely, according to the Rav, the halacha of the Mishnah is, the moment I remember, I have to do it immediately. According to Rav Lichtenstein, the Mishnah is saying, I don't have to do it immediately, but I can't wait until the last minute. That's the Yitol al Shulchano. I have to be no-till sometime during the meal. I can't be wait until the last minute post the meal, because who knows what's going to be at that time. What's the difference between these two approaches conceptually? In other words, I just gave a difference, a nafgamina in terms of mitzius. But conceptually, what is the Rav saying about the relationship between netilas lulav and a meal? And what is Rav Uchentin saying about the relationship between netilas lulav and a meal?
Sounds like the Rav saying is if a shas someone will forget entirely, versus Rav Uchentin saying...
I don't want to go in that direction, because that's netata derecha l'shiurim. But I'd rather, again, try and cut the Gordian knot. In other words, one of them is... Which of them is concerned about what may happen? And which of them is concerned about perhaps something much more basic?
Sounds like Rav Lichtenstein is concerned what may happen.
Rav Lichtenstein understood that the issue over here is I'm not allowed to wait to the last minute because of what may happen. Anything could happen. How do I, in other words, I'm not allowed to put myself in a situation of perhaps I'm going to miss it because of circumstances. But as long as I, in other words, I'm going to give myself enough leeway, I can postpone. I can eat now and be no till, let's say I'm in the middle of my soup. So let me finish my soup, right? While it's still warm, and then I'll be no till lulav. Well, the Rav says, no, you're in the middle of your soup. Remember, you weren't no till lulav. Leave your soup, be no till lulav, and then go back to your soup. I'll be cold. No, this is what you have to do. So Rav Lichtenstein is concerned, maybe I'll forget. But I'm not going to forget after the soup. I may forget, you know, if I have to eat soup and then the meat and then the dessert and then Birkas HaMazon, maybe I won't have a coast for Birkas HaMazon, go to a neighbor and I'm going to miss the time. That's the issue of Lichtenstein is the last minute. According to the Rav, no. So what's the issue according to the Rav? What's the issue according to the Rav?
Forgetting.
No, not forgetting. Between my being in the middle of the soup and at the end of the soup, that's not a question of forgetting. I mean, maybe my age it is, but not at your age. You'll remember, yeah?
I mean, it's like it's a din kedimos.
Ah, it's a din, it's a halacha in kedima, that I can't eat as long as I have a mitzvah on my table. In other words, if I have food on my table and I have a mitzvah on my table, I can't look at that food until I'm a kayin the mitzvah. It's a halacha that I'm not allowed to eat. The moment I know I have a mitzvah to do, which is a mitzvah overis, I have to stop eating, do the mitzvah, and then that's what the Mishnah is telling us. Misha Baba Derech, Lohaya Biyado Lulav Lito, Kshanis Lebeso, and he forgot all about Lulav, and he began eating, and then all of a sudden he remembered, oi, I wasn't Nota Lulav, so now he can't eat. Now he has to be Nota Lulav.
But the problem is that it doesn't work so well with the Yukimta the Gemara says.
That is Yukimta, that's Leka Shos Biyom.
Right. Mashma, that if there were Shos Biyom, then he wouldn't have to do that. But why? That doesn't make it. If according to if we're
because it's not a mitzvah overus. Because it's not a mitzvah overus. Namely, if I have a mitzvah that I have to do within the next hour, and I am currently eating, namely, I'm going to have to do this sometime during my meal. So according to Rabbi Klinstein, as long as I do it in a manner where I won't forget, I'm okay. Well, according to the Rav, no. The moment that, you know, where it's, I'm going to have to stop, it means I have to stop now. But if I don't have to stop, if you know, it's if I'm talking about I'm eating lunch, and I'm going to finish at 3 in the afternoon, and Shkia isn't until 7, so let me eat my meal, and then I'll be no-till. There's no din of kedima in a world where yesh shahus. What?
I don't get what this svara for that is.
The svara is On a mitzvah overes, I have a din of kedima. And a mitzvah which is not a mitzvah overes, then there's no din of kedima. It's not, in other words, I could have said otherwise, and we'll see later on that maybe I mean, by mitzvah d'oraisa, we will say otherwise. But at this point in the Gemara, where Rav Safra gave his lokasha, ha de'ika shalos bayom, ha de'leka shalos bayom, and our Mishnah is a case of leka shalos bayom. In leka shalos bayom, we have two alternatives of learning. We could learn that in leka shalos bayom, we have, as Binyamin pointed out, a din kedima, or we could say, no, that as leka shalos bayom, we don't... Your name's not Binyam, I'm sorry, Binayom. Right. In Lekha Shahus Bayom, we have a principle of Shema Yishkach. Of Shema Yishkach. With, as I pointed out, Lechora, a Nafkamina. Let me give you, in other words, one second. Just perhaps to put Rav Lichtenstein's, you know, I don't want to make it into a machlokas between that kilu the Rav is conceptual and Rav Lichtenstein is dealing with issues of metzius. They're both conceptual, but it's a different type concept. If you recall, we pointed out that the Sefer Charedim divides mitzvos into mitzvos that you're mekayim with different evarim of your body. So when he deals with the mitzvos that you're mekayim with your seichel, he has a mitzvah called Ubacharta Bachayim. You recall what Ubacharta Bachayim comes to exclude? Don't put yourself in a state of suffix. Don't put yourself in a state of suffix. Ubacharta Bachayim. Don't risk losing mitzvahs. So within, you know, the question over here is, do we have a din of kedima or a din of Ubacharta Bachayim? So Ubacharta Bachayim, if I'm not really risking, right, if I just wait till I finish my soup, that's not risking. That I have the right to do. Well, according to the Rav, the moment that we're dealing with a din of kedima, the moment that the world of leka shalos bayom puts us into a mitzvah of eris, have a din of kedima, then I can't push it off at all. Yeah.
What is the reason I came to mitzvahs?
That's something very very wonderful. But the reason makdimin takes into account a lot of factors when. Not everyone makes a bris after Vasikin, even though there was such a desire on the part of Chesky. But that's, you know, it's not. So that means that everyone is, no one holds a Zeriz Makdim of Mitzvahs, but, you know, unique individuals who make a bris after Vasikin. Or, you know, words that even perhaps Zeriz Makdim means after Shacharis, or Zeriz Makdim can mean before Chatzos. In other words, that Zeriz Makdim lends itself to a certain subjectivity. Better earlier than later, but not as a. But over here it appears at this point in the Gemara that we're dealing with a din, either of miyad or of a din of not waiting to the last minute. Zrizim makdimin, again zrizim makdimin mitzvah is a hanhaga tova, but uvacharta b'chaim according to the Urayim is one of tarag mitzvos. He has a different count of tarag mitzvos. Yeah.
Maybe this is the question, but if the Rav is saying it's just an issue of kedimos, then why should it matter whether there's, like, isn't it just logical to say that if the issue is about having a mitzvah on the table, then what difference does it make if you have time later or not? Like, if the whole thing is you have a mitzvah on the table, so how can you eat? So then it shouldn't matter if there's shahos or not.
So let's take it one line further, and then maybe this will clarify. It comes along, Rava. Amar Rava, my kusha, why you bothered that ki'ilu, there's a stira between a Mishnah in Shabbos, talking about tefillah, and a Mishnah in Sukkah, talking about Arba Minim, Dilma Hada Oraisa, Hada Rabbana. Maybe the Mishnah in Shabbos is talk. Maybe both Mishnayos are talking about, as Rashi understands it, B'di'ika Shahus Bayom. Both Mishnayos are talking about the fact that we're eating lunch. You have a lot of time to daven Mincha, and you have a lot of time to be notel Arba Minim. But in a mitzvah midoraisa, we say you can't push it off. You have to do it in the middle of your meal. While a mitzvah drabanan, we say you could push it off. Maybe that's the distinction between doraisa and drabanan, not a distinction between ika and leka, shahus bayom. So now let's try and understand Rava. When Rava says that, how do we be dealing with a mitzvah drabanan, like tefillah, we could finish our meal. But when we're dealing with the mitzvah midaraisa, you have to do it in the middle of your meal. Why distinguish?
I mean, if we follow the rules that Chazal gave us.
Okay.
So Chazal can, if the Chazal give us a mitzvah, they say, oh, but you don't have to drop everything to do this mitzvah, you can finish your meal before you do this mitzvah. Whereas when Hashem gives the mitzvah, that takes precedence over everything. And Hashem didn't say, oh, you do it after you finish
one. So according, so within the Rav's line of reasoning, that we're dealing with the din of kedima, you can say that on mitzvos d'oraisa we have dine kedima, and in the world of mitzvos d'rabanan we don't have dine kedima. That's, in other words, and when we're dealing with d'rabanan, then we're only concerned of shema. Maybe you're going to forget, and now that yesh shalos b'yom, there's no issue of forgetting, so you have a lot of time. So then there is no issue. Namely, the Rav could learn this distinction l'shitato. Could Rav Lichtenstein also learn this l'shitato? That according to Rav Lichtenstein, we're not talking about a din of kedima. We're talking about an issue of shema yistaken. We're afraid of losing the opportunity. You're going to miss the mitzvah. So we apply that up to now in a case of leko shahus bayom. Now we're saying that if we're dealing with a doraisa, even if Ika shows bayom. What could that mean according to Rav Lichtenstein? That what that in the world of Doraisa,
you can't even delay.
That we're dealing with a super sensitivity. It's like, you know, like there are those people who always want to come on time, but if it's a din Doraisa, it'll come 5 minutes earlier. In other words, that in terms of our chshash of Shema, we'll have a different standard of a chshash of Shema by a mitzvah midaraisa, that will say that in a mitzvah daraisa you can't wait until after the meal. We're very sensitive about Shema Yishkach, Shema Yeyanes, etc. But we're dealing with a drabanan. We'll have that chshash, but only in a case of leka shalos bayom. We're not going to have that chshash in a world of ika shalos bayom. So each of them can learn the continuity of the Gemara l'shitatam. Namely, that there are two ways of going through the sugya. You can go through the sugya that the distinction between ika shahos and leka shahos, and distinction between daraisa and rabbanan, all revolve around the world of chshashos, or you can go through the sugya that it all revolves around the world of kedima. My nafgamina, let me give you the following case. Hal lamaisa. Okay? You have a shul where on Rosh Hashanah they finish shachris. At 11, they begin davening at 9, so they finish shacharis at 11, and if they're going to go straight, they're only going to get home about 3 in the afternoon. But if though, and they're only going to be able to eat at 3 in the afternoon, which is not usur, we're talking about on regular Yom Tov, there's no easy to fast on Yom Tov, but most people would rather not go to 3 in the afternoon, so they can make a break. They can make a break and have kiddush after shacharis, and then they'll come back for Kriyas HaTorah and for Tkios and Musaf, etc. Are you allowed to make such a break? Are you allowed to make a break in the middle of Rosh Hashanah davening before Tkios? Now, Tkios are D'oraisa. So, according to the Rav, and there's certainly Iko Shahus Bayom, okay? According to the Rav, would you be allowed to make such a break?
No.
You wouldn't, because for a mitzvah midoraisa, we have a din of kedima. You can't eat when you have a mitzvah on the table. If there's an issue, so then, you know, drink a little bit of water if you're afraid you're going to faint, or begin davening earlier, or something like that. But you can't eat before the mitzvah. Ma'ashen ken korn trevel konstin.
Okay.
There, it's a din of chshashas. You could say, but tzibur, I don't have a chshash. Everyone knows we're going to come back to daven. Then when I'm dealing with a yachid in terms of netilas lulav, maybe over there we have an issue. He'll get involved in dealing with a kid with a temper tantrum, and he'll forget. But here you're talking about, in words, so this is a machlokas lemaisa. Okay. So far we're talking about the Rav and Rav Lichtenstein. They're both certainly very, very special mefarshei haTalmud. Can we put this perhaps, can we see this perhaps as a machokas rishonim in our sugya? So let's look at the first Tosos on the Amud. Tosos on the sugi that we learned up to this point, right, not even continuing, has a stira. In other words, we solved the stira between Masechta Shabbos and Masechta Sukkah. Tosa says there's another Masechta called Masechta Psachit, where we have a situation of Kiddush. What happens if you began eating a meal? Let's say there was a wedding on Friday afternoon, and the wedding meal continues from Friday afternoon at 4 in the afternoon until Shabbos, and you see the sun setting, and you're in the middle of the meal of the meal of the wedding. Do you have to stop to say Kiddush, or can you continue the meal until it finishes? Let's say it'll finish at 8 at night, and then make Kiddush. So what's the halacha? What do you see? You saw the Gemara over there, no? What's the halacha? Gemara deals with this on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Pesach. So it's a machlokes tanoim. Machlokes Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says you have to stop and to say Kiddush, and Rav Yossi says that what do?
Eimafsikin.
You finish the meal, you're in the middle of a meal, you finish the meal, and then you'll make Kiddush. Kiddush Friday night is Doraisa Drabanan.
Doraisa.
What part of it is Drabanan? The wine is Drabanan, but Kiddush itself is Midoraisa. And what did Rava tell us in our Sugya? Habidoraisa, Habidrabanan. That in a Doraisa, even if Ika Shahus Bayom, then you're supposed to stop. So how do we understand Rav Yossi? So you could say, maybe Rav Yossi disagrees. But what does the Gemara say over there about Rav Yossi? Halacha ku Rav Yossi, Be'er of Shabbos. We paskin like Rav Yossi. So how can we paskin like Rav Yossi in Maseches Psachim, that in a mitzvah midoraisa, when Ika Shahus Bayom, we're going to postpone it, and Rava says by us that in a mitzvah midoraisa, lulav, we don't postpone it. That's Tosis's kasha. No. This kasha has two answers, one given by Tosos and one given by the Ran. Anyone want to give me Tosis's answer?
You could do it the next day.
And therefore?
You won't come to.
So it sounds like
this is like Rav Chinstein, that the issue is one of chshoshos. And when we have a long period of time, we're not chshoshos. And we end our Gemara, where Tilas Lulav has a deadline, has a stop-off point at the end of the day. So then we're afraid, Shema Yeyanes, Shema Yishkach, v'chulei v'chulei. But when we're dealing where we have, it's 24 hours, right, 24 hours, I'm not going to remember to say Giddush. In other words, you'll remember to say Kiddush, or actually, your Osek Besuda. The Suda will remind you to say Kiddush. Generally, Kiddush Makom Suda. And so, you know, we have no problem, okay, according to Tosas. Namely, Tosas understood that the issues that are involved are chshoshos. That's the way Rav Chinstein learned. Then the whole Suda can go that way. The difference between Yeshos Bayom and Ein Shos Bayom is a din of chshoshos. Doraisa Drabanan is a din of chshoshos. Within chshoshos, we can distinguish between different situations. Maybe Netilas Lulav is different than shofar. Maybe Netilas Lulav is different than kiddush. Here we have chshoshos, here we don't have chshoshos. What is the Ran answer to our question? What's the answer of the Ran? Leaving aside whether we paskin like Rav Yossi or we don't paskin like Rav Yossi, how does the Ran learn, how does the Ran answer Tosis's question? You're correct. We don't pass them like Rav Yossi. But the Ran B'chol Zot answers Tosis' question. Look together on the Afyut test. We'll come to what you point out in the Ran. It's a valid point. But what does the Ran point out on the top of the Afyut test? Amad Aleph.
You started before.
Nachum. Afilu hach. In other words, even though on the bottom line it says, the bottom line Yud Chesun Beis. Kiddush Atzmo Do'araisa Yikin Mucha Perach Mishem Eso. Afilu hachi tenan beperek arvei psachim misha hischel lechomim ba'od yom mafsikin divir Rav Yehuda Rav Yossi amar ein mafsikin klomar elagomer sudas hakam mekadesh v'had Rav Yossi lo polik amas nisin mafsikin lekriyat shma v'lo amas nisin dahacha afilu hachi amrinan hasam ein mafsikin mishum da'aschil mekame demata zman chiyuva tuva. That the difference is, when did you begin your su'uda? Did you begin your su'uda after the chiyuv of the mitzvah kicked in, or only before the mitzvah of the chiyuv kicked in? Is that relevant to the world of chshoshos?
No.
No. What is it relevant to? The world of Kadima. When do we have an issue of Kadima? If the mitzvah of Lulav was already on the table, it's already in front of you, and now you begin to eat, then we say, just a minute. The moment you realize that the mitzvah of Lulav, stop eating, and be not to Lulav. It was that you had, that since the mitzvah was already on the table, there's din of Kadima. But if when you began your meal, there was no mitzvah, then there's no din of Kadima. Namely, that with, you don't have to learn like the Ran, but you can learn like the Ran. Namely, the Ran fits in according to the Rav. Once you're learning the Sugya and the level of Kadima, so just as we distinguished in terms of Kadima between Ika Shalos and Leka Shalos, and we distinguished in terms of Kadima between Dorais and Drabanon, you can distinguish in the world of Kadima between starting Beheter and starting Beiser. That when you start Beheter, there's no din of Kadima. When you start Beiser, then there is a din of Kadima. And that rule, just one second, I don't, okay? That rule remains according to the Ran. But the Ran points out, even though we have such a rule, really, halacha lemaisa, we're all aware that we don't paskin like Rav Yossi. How do we paskin if you're in the middle of a meal, a Purim Suda, or you're in the middle of Sheva Brachos, and you see the sun setting, what do you do?
Parismapa
umekadesh. But why? Didn't we just say that if you began Beheter, that then there's no din of Kadima? That this is a unique halacha, this is what Adam pointed out, we have unique halacha that Kiddush has to be b'makom suda Shabbos. And the moment that the sun goes down, your suda turns into automatically not a suda Sheva Brachos and not a suda Purim, but a suda Shabbos. And you can't have Suda Shabbos without preceding it with Kiddush. Rav Yossi disagrees. Rav Yossi holds that if I'm going to say Kiddush after my Suda, that's also Kiddush Makom Suda. Right? But according to our Psak Halacha, we have another factor. Namely, the rules are the rules. The rules are that if I started Beheter, there's no din of Kadima. But there's a separate, unique Halacha within Hilchos Kiddush, that ain't Kiddush El Makom Suda. I can't have a Suda Shabbos without Kiddush. The moment it's dark, Friday night, that's called the Suda Shabbos, and so I have to stop Paris Mapu Mekadesh with Kiddush. That's what, let's just read it inside of the Ran. V'af agav da'asik nohasam Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel Ein halacha lok Rav Yossi v'lok Rav Yehuda lok Rav Yossi ela Paris Mapu Mekadesh Hasam hainu tamim shum de Kiddush Makom Suda umekame Suda Aschil Komer HaKiddush hu hamatchil Suda Shabbos umetakenosa. Aval sharmi limidoraisa, we have our rule. Ki askel mekame zman chiyuva, if I'm askel beheter, eino mafsik. That kol heichad ika shahus. Namely, that I have dinim of kedima, ika shahus bayom, by a drabanon, there is no kedima. Ika shahus bayom, by a doraisa, there is kedima. However, if I started beheter, then there is no din kedima. And I have a set of rules. Mashenkin, according to Tosfos, it's all inyan of chshashos. Sometimes I have chshashos, sometimes I don't have chshashos. Could depend upon the mitzvah, could depend upon the ikoshos biyom, could depend upon doraisa drabanan, but it's all inyan of chshashos. Okay? So the machlokes, the Rav and Rav Lichtenstein, is really the proxies. Right? Proxies for whom? The Rav is the proxy for the Ran, and Lichtenstein is the proxy for Tosfos. It's a machlokes lechor, I think. Between the Ran and Tosfos. Yes, Adam. Sorry for you. Thank you for your patience. Yes.
If you're going to equate the Ran, the Rav to the Ran, the Ran says though that you can't start the meal 15 minutes before like the Zman Chiyuva falls out. According to the Rav, he would say that'd be mutter because if it's an issue of kedimos and you don't have a chiyuv to eat the meal yet, then it'd be totally fine to start the meal. According to the Ran, you need Zman Tuvo. You need like. Happy. You can't be too close to
the... I'm speaking, you're correct. Why are there differences in details? I'm speaking conceptually that the Rav and the Ran are understanding the sugya, the issue over here of what do we do when we have a conflict between a mitzvah and eating as an issue of do we have a din of kedima or don't we have a din of kedima? Masha'enken, within Tosfos and Rav Lichtenstein, the issue is do we have a chshash Shema lo yikayim a mitzvah, or don't we have a chshash? The details, certainly we have distinctions. We have a distinction between Rava and Rav Safra. We have a distinction between the Rav and the Ran. But overall, the issue is the issue of Kedima. It's a question of defining the shiurim of Kedima. Okay. Okay. That's what the Gemara says up to this point, correct? Then the Gemara continues. Ela amarava. So what then did Rav Safra have in mind when he distinguished between Ikashos and Lekashos? Don't we have an obvious, more obvious distinction between the Mishnah and Shabbos and our Mishnah in terms of Doraisa and Rabbanan? Ela amarava, Ikasha hakasha. The kasha is an internal kasha within the Mishnah in Sukkah. The Reisha says, Likisha yikones lebeisa notu al shulchano. Alma demafsik. Hadar tani lo natal shacharis yitol bein ha'arbayim. The diuk appears to be alma lo mafsik. That's what Rav Safa wanted to distinguish. Lo kasha. Ha di ika shalas beyom, that's the seifa. Ha de leka shalas beyom, that's the Reisha. Amar Bizera, my kasha. Why learn the Mishnah as having a stira? Maybe the Mishnah is all an issue of lechatchila and b'diavad. Dilma mitzvah la'afsuke. There's mitzvah lechatchila to be mafsik. That's the reisha. And b'diavad ilo pasuk yitol bein ha'arbayim shekol hayom kasha lelulav. Namely, so it wouldn't be Rav Safa wouldn't be answering a question that doesn't exist. El amar Bizera yolam kedarina meikar. That Rav Safra was coming to farem for the difference between the Mishnah and Sukkah and the Mishnah and Shabbos. Udekashi lachado reisa hadrabonon. Don't we have a more obvious distinction, as Rava points out? Hacha biyom tosheni drabonon askinon. That who says that our Mishnah is a doraisa? Maybe our Mishnah is a drabonon, and then so we have two Mishnayis dealing with drabonons, tefila and yom tosheni. And so why here mafsikin and here a mafsikin? Hadika shahus biyom hada leka shahus bayom. Okay? Comes along Tosvos, Ibrahim Askel, Yom Tov Sheni Drabanan, Akate. Why in the world did Rav Safra have to come on to say, Hadika shahus, hadaleka shahus, even though the Mishnah doesn't say it black and white, isn't there a more obvious distinction? Have a matzi lemem lishnuye idi the idi the ika shahus, elamishum de kule yoma zimnehu. Namely, Tosis is asking within Hishita, according to Tosfos, what's the whole issue of our sugya? What's the issue of our sugya when we have a problem of a mitzvah and you're involved in an activity? But as we pointed out by Kiddush, we compared Kiddush to Lulav, so Kiddush had a much longer period of time and Lulav had a shorter period of time. Maybe let's compare tefillah to lulav. In those two, tefillah has a longer time, has a shorter time. Lulav has a longer time. So maybe that's the distinction. Again, Tosus Lushitaso. So he answers that the tefillah tzricha shalos u'mitatzel batfei milun tefillas lulav. That everything has pluses and minuses. It could be that tefillah has a longer time. On the other hand, we have a more of a yetzahara to forget it, because it's very time-consuming. Ma'achenken lulav, it could be we're dealing with a relatively shorter period opening of a window, but on the other hand, it's very easy to mekayim in a very short period of time. So everything cancels itself off, and that's why the Gemara didn't give such distinctions. But again, this is all Tosas L'shitasa. The Ran would have no problem. The Ran is a din of kedima. A din of kedima, windows of time, l'chora, don't necessarily... aren't necessarily relevant. Time that it takes to do a mitzvah is not necessarily a relevant factor. So over here, again, these are all l'shitatam. Okay? That everything works out l'shitatam, and we can very, very, I think, neatly link the Rav's approach according to... Again, I didn't hear this. I wasn't in Ishir when he learned Sukkah, so I don't know whether he said that this is what's mashma from the Ran, and not Masha from Tosos, and I was Rav Chassin Shir, and when we were learning it, he was learning it a little bit of Tosos. In other words, but in Achinami, the Ran would learn differently. Okay, so that, in other words, would be a nice approach. However, we have one more Rishon that we haven't discussed, and how could we give a Shir without mentioning the Rambam? What does the Rambam hold in this issue? Are we talking in the world of Kedima? Are we talking about the world of Chshashos? So we open the Rambam to Hilchos Tefillah, and we begin to read. Aser lo la'adam shi Hilchos Tefillah Perek Vav Halacha Dalet. Aser lo la'adam shi yitom kum o yase malacha me'achar shi'alad mora shachar ash yispal tefillah shacharis v'chein lo yashkim lepesach haveru l'shol bishlomo kodim shi yispal tefillah shacharis lo yetze b'derech kodem she yispalel. Bum bum bum. Let's look at Olcha Hey. Kevan she yigiyaz man mincha gedola lo yikones lemerchatz shema yisalef. Lo yochal shema yamshich b'achila. Lo lidon shema yisasar din v'yima shefi batal menatfila v'chulei. Nu, is the Rav a din of Kadima? Or, I'm sorry, is the Rambam a din of Kadima? Or is the Rambam a din of Shema?
He seems to be jumping tracks in the middle.
He's both. Namely, you don't have to choose sides. It could be that we have Tzvei Dinim, that the Rambam is telling us we have two issues we have to deal with. We have a din of Kadima, and we have a din of Shema. These are not necessarily exclusive issues. We have rules of Kadima, and even if you fit following the rules of Kadima, b'chozo, we have issues of Shema Yishkach, that these are Tzvei Dinim, that the Rav has both, the Rambam Lechora has both halachos. In halacha Dalid, he's dealing with a sense, an order of preference, with a din of Kadima. You don't daven, you don't go on a trip before davening. You don't say hello to your friend before davening. You don't begin to eat before davening. In Olcha Hey, he's talking about the world of chshashos. Shema, 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 Shema. Let's go back to the world of Kadima. The Rambam distinguishes between Shacharis and Mincha and Musaf. Aser lo adam shiyit om klum kodem shiyispal al Shacharis. However, toem kodem shiyispal al Musaf v'kodem mincha, aval eno soed samach l'mincha. What is over here the Rambam distinguishing? Within the world of Kadima.
Shema.
No, this is not a din of Shema. This is halacha dalet. Within the din of Kadima, what are the shiurim? Namely, you can have two dinim of Kadima with different shiurim. That in terms of Shacharis, the stira is between Te'ima and the mitzvah. In terms of Mincha and Musaf, the issue is between Su'uda and Mincha and Musaf. There's no problem within Te'ima. Namely, you can have the same halacha, with different details. That's what I tried to answer to Adam previously. It could be that the Rav and the Ran both agree it's a din of Kadima, but within the Ran, we're dealing with a window of Shahatuva, and within a Rav says doesn't need Shahatuva. Over here, we could be dealing with a din of Kadima, but what exactly creates the Kadima? What creates the Stira? We could have one shiur for Shacharis and a different shiur for Mincha and Musaf. Okay, that there's no stira between tasting and davening Mincha. There's not necessarily over here that we have to choose our weapon, choose what we're doing first. There is between tasting and davening Shacharis. Yes?
Isn't just eating and doing things before Shacharis its own iser?
This is the right. It is its own Iser, but its own Iser at 100%. In other words, what you're saying is that the halacha Dalad is based on a Gemara in Brachos, right? Lo sochu al hadam, and halacha Hey is based on the Mishnah in Shabbos. Yeah, fine, but that there could be two dinim when we're dealing with issues of tefillah and eating. One of them will be a din of Kadima, which, as opposed to the Ran who builds this into the Gemara and Shabbos, the Rav builds it into a Gemara and Brachos, and a din of Shema, which the Rambam builds into the sugya of Shabbos. Let me ask you in this context. Look at the last line of Halacha Hey. Im hischil ba'achas me'elu lo yafsik, ela gomer va'achar kach mispelo tfilas mincha. Would this halacha apply also in halacha Dalad?
No,
exactly. In other words, that within the world of Shema, so we could view that the world of Shema, we could be a lechatchila, but b'di'eved ein mafsikim. But in the world of Kadima, yitachen, that, in other words, that these are two different worlds with different criteria, with a different set of halachas. One more ha'ara within the Rambam. The Rambam, in his Dinim of Kadima, speaks about Ose malacha kodem shispalo musaf vekodem mincha. Aval eno so aid samach mincha. He begins halacha hey, kevan shigia zman mincha gedola, lo yikanes lamerchatz vechule vechule. Namely, what could you be medayik in the Rambam about the mincha he was talking about in halacha dalad?
Mincha ketana.
L'chora, right? Aval eno soed samach mincha. That's mincha ketana. Mincha ketana within the Rambam is the ideal time of davening mincha. That's how mincha should be davened. Mincha gedola is a expansion of the mitzvah to a time which is not the ideal. But it could very well be that when we're dealing with the ideal mincha, there you have a din of kedima. When we're dealing with the mincha gedola, which is more optional, then we're dealing with the world of shema. And we, again, that the moment that we have two worlds, the same way that we saw that perhaps the din of mafsikin and ein mafsikin, the chatzchila and b'dieved would apply to one world, yitachen that we distinguish mincha gedola and mincha ketana. Nafkamina. Okay, let's say I wanted to eat a su'uda before mincha ketana, or I wanted to eat a su'uda before mincha gedola, and in those two cases, I asked my wife, or I set an alarm clock, to remind me to daven mincha. Where would that alarm clock help me, and where would it not help me?
By mincha gedola, it would help.
By mincha gedola, where I have an issue of shema. So maybe if I set an alarm clock, that'll take away the Shema, like Tkiya Shofar or something, that I'm going to be reminded. But in Mincha Ketana, where we're not talking about Shema, we're talking about Din Kedima, so my Nefkemiya set an alarm clock. Lo Yeshev, L'Sod, Kodem Shi Yispalo, that's already a Din of Kedima. In other words, that all of these are Halachu L'Maisa, real issues dealt with in Orachayim. Moving within the same context to the Halacha Zayin, Al-Chazayin, we're dealing with Tfilas Arvis. Tfilas Arvis is unique in the fact that it's Rishus. Comes along the Rambam and says, what issues do we have by Arvis? Lo yavo adam imarachto v'yomar ochal ma'at v'ishan kima v'achakach espalel shema te'enos oto sheno dimtze yoshen kol ha'layla elam espalel Arvis v'achakach shose o yoshen. What does it appear in the Rambam? Halacha Zayin is the continuity of Dalet or Hay?
Hey.
Continuity of Hay. What happened to Dalet?
I guess because Rishus wasn't here.
Exactly. Very good. There's no din of Kedima by a Rishus. When you're dealing with a Chova, we have a din of Kedima. That's Shacharis Mincha. However, in Ma'ariv, there's no din of Kedima, but there is the din of Shema. Could I set an alarm clock? You know, could I sit down for supper and set an alarm clock and then daven Ma'ariv afterwards?
Yeah,
that's what we do, right? We eat supper, and our alarm clock is, Ma'ariv is 8 o'clock, right? Everyone knows Ma'ariv is 8 o'clock, right? Someone will go around knocking on doors, Ma'ariv, it's 8 o'clock. That works for Ma'ariv. Would it work for Mincha Gedola? Yeah. Would it work for Mincha Ketana? Not according to the Rambam. But according to Tosfos, maybe even Mincha Ketana is a din of Shema. That's what it appears from Tosfos. You know, it's all throughout Aflamed Ches, Amud Aleph. Okay, what is the Rambam Paskin about our sugya, about Lulav? What if I'm sitting in the middle of my meal and I remember I wasn't known to Lulav? What does the Rambam say? So you'll say, Rabbi Miller, you didn't send us to a Rambam in Hilchos Lulav. Why did you send to a Rambam in Hilchos Lulav? Because I looked at the Gemara. Where do we have an Ein Mishpat near Mitzvah on this sugya? Yeah, but if you look in the Rambam over there, all the Rambam says is a Kol Hayom Kasher L'Lulav. The Rambam doesn't quote the Reisha of our Mishnah. The Rambam doesn't quote the whole sugya. It's missing. So it's not there. Namely, the Rambam in Hilchos Tfilah has a din of Kedima, has a din of Shema. It doesn't have by other mitzvos. By other mitzvos, the Chora, what is the only issue? It's simply if yesh shahus, if you can do it later, so you can do it later. If ain't shahus, so then do it earlier. That's all. And namely, clearly, there's no heter to eat your meal and say, oh, with Chaim's Hava Mina, I'm sitting in the sukkah, so I'm pater from Arba Mina. No, that's not a Hava Mina. In other words, that there's no. But, you know, do you have to stop eating? No, as long as you're going to get it in, right? As long as you're going to get it in. That's fine. He doesn't bring this by shofar. He doesn't bring it by... doesn't paskin this way in Megillah, doesn't deal with it in terms of, just doesn't quote it at all. Yeah?
It doesn't matter, is it better to stop?
Ah, so, but where does the Rambam deal with these dinim? Not in aside from Hilchos Tefillah? In Hilchos Kriyachma. So let's see what he deals with in Hilchos Kriyachma. Hilchos Kriyachma, Lechora, is a mitzvah d'orais, right? That would be parallel to Lulav. So what does Rambam say in Hilchos Kriyachma? Haya osek b'talmud Torah higiyazman kriyachma posek v'kori mabrach faneva achareha. Namely, that even if you're learning Torah, even if you were not rashum by Yochai v'chaveirav, maybe we have a p'tur from tefillah, unique, but there's no p'tur from kriyachma. Where do we have a p'tur? Haya osek b'tzorchei tzibur lo yivsok elo yigmor iskeim v'yikra im nishar et likrot. What is this halacha? We learned it. Back in Daf Kafei, this is Osik Mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah. This is Chaim's case, right? In other words, this is Osik Mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah. You're in the White House. You're trying to get armaments for Israel. You're trying to pass a certain law. And Mincha, you look at the clock, and it's going. In other words, you continue. You're Osik Mitzorchei Tzibur. That is a heter. Are you allowed to daven Tashlumen that we spoke about? You know, in terms of the nature of Osik Mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah, Ran and Tosfos. Okay. Then the Ram continues in Halacha Vav. It's nice when, you know, after a few months you begin to say, hey, we learned this. Okay. Haya Osek, something. So some things repeat. Okay. Haya Osek ba'achila. O Shahaya ba'merchatz. O Shahaya Osek ba'tisporas. O Shahaya mahapech ba'oros. O Shahaya Oskim ba'din. Gomer ba'acharkach koresh kriyachma. V'im haya misyare shema yavor zman kriyachma. Upasak v'kara hareza meshubach.
Din Hashemah, it's chashash.
What?
It's chashash.
But the chashash is not an object of chashash. Namely, if there is no object of chashash, if ika shahus bayom, there's no object of chashash. So what do? There's no object of chashash. You're eating lunch, and you haven't yet davened mincha. Or you haven't yet said. You're eating Friday night meal, and you haven't yet said kriyachma. You made an early Shabbos. You're eating the Friday night meal. It's man kriyachma, and you haven't yet said kriyachma. Can you finish your meal and then say kriyachma afterwards? Yeah. But if you're afraid, subjectively, maybe you'll forget. So, hareza meshubach. Okay, so if you open a Torah Tidbits, they'll say to you that if you remember in the middle of the meal, it's good for you to say it at that time. That's the Rambam, right? Hareza Meshubach, but it's not a chiyuv. Namely, it's not a din of Shema. This is, in other words, the din of Shema is in a case we saw of Lekha Shohus Biyom, or perhaps Ika Shohus Bayadoraisa, according to our sugya. Rambam doesn't pass like our sugya. So the Rambam paskins that as long as you have time, in other words, you can wait. Yigmar Sudasa. If you want to do it, it's a very nice thing to do. What does the Ravid come along and say? Mapitog, mafsik v'korei, afal pishiyei shahos likros, neshu minatar. We have a sugya. How can the Rambam ignore our sugya? Our sugya says that in a din d'oraisa, you stop and you say. You want to learn our sugya like the Ran, a din of Kadima. You want to learn our sugya like Tosos, a din of Shema. But it's an object of Shema. Right? In other words, what is the Rambam ignores our sugya, says the Ravid. And even im ein shahos, afil l'tfila d'rabanan mafsik, because of ain't shows. Namely, we have rules of our sugya. Why is the Rambam totally ignore our sugya? No? You have an answer why the Rambam would ignore our sugya? There's a humongous Kesef Mishnah who gives various answers, but I don't like any of his answers, but there's a beautiful Gra who gives an answer, cutting, you know. It's, is there a sugya that you could say is cholik on our sugya? No, Adam? Is there a sugya which is cholik on our sugya? And says that even by a doraisa, if yesh shahus, then ain mafsikin. Not Megillah, you're right in the right direction, but which Mishnah? Shachar. That's a din of Kiddush, that we have the din of Rav Yossi, that, you know, where it's that Rav Yossi ignores our sugya. So the Ran says, so Tosa says, there's no stira. Here we have shashos, here we don't have shashos. The Ran says, there's no stira. Here hitchil beheter, here hitchil beiser. Ram will say, there's a stira. And we paskin like the sugya in Pesachim. That's all. So we paskin like the sugya in Pesachim, that if you're in the middle of a meal and it's time for Kiddush, you can wait until afterwards, because ika shahos. And so you could also wait if you're paranoid, you have nerves and you're afraid, hareza meshubach. But there's no halacha that you have to do it. That's what the Gemara points out. I think it's very, you know, it's, there's a third way of learning. You can answer, there's a teirutz of Tosos, there's a teirutz of the Ran, or you could say, in Achinam, it's a steer between the sugyas, and we pass like the sugya in Pesachim. That's the way the Gemara wants to learn according to the Rambam. Okay, I will stop over here. Sorry that we didn't get to the next Mishnah. But we'll get to the next Mishnah. Okay, so next time we'll begin the next Mishnah. You saw that we're going to begin dealing with the issue of women chayiv in Hallel. Is there any difference between Hallel of Shalosh Regalim, Hallel of Leil HaSeder? You know, so you can use your Haggadah talk, Haggadah Divrei Torah, in terms of the nature of Hallel. I don't remember if I mentioned to you, but there is a Deya. There's a famous question which is asked in terms of what we learned today, that why don't we have a mitzvah of Magid? Everyone agrees that Magid is the mitzvah midaraisa. You got it to Labincha, to Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim. So why is there no Birkas HaMitzvah? So one of the answers which is given is that since we have a din of Maskil Bignus Umasayim B'Shevach, we begin Avodim Hayinu, we're dealing with the process of Gerus. And a ger can't make a bracha before he's a ger. When do we make the bracha? Asher galana v'galas avaseinu. That the bracha at the end of Magid, that's the birkas hamitzvah. In other words, that we have other situations similar to the bracha of tefillah of a ger, that you make the bracha afterwards. It's nice. Okay. Anyway, so you weren't able to make the brachas. But that's only in terms of Magid. We make Kiddush. Yeah, that's what I was saying. In terms of Chayav Adam, that's within the Magid. Right? So within the Magid, we don't make a bracha until the end. Okay, very nice. Tov, Hatzlacha. Okay, so I'll give you more.